The poetry moment, which normally happens right now, is going to be superseded by a special presentation of staff recipes. So prepare to be hungry. I hope you have a snack at the ready. And we welcome back to the microphone, this time on the other side of the desk, Peter Glarborg. Welcome again, and a good morning again, Peter.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
All right. What are you preparing for us today?
Well, because of the bounteous harvests we're all experiencing today, and I have a little story about green tomatoes for you.
Okay. Here Proceed. We go.
It's especially a story for people who have lots of green tomatoes. Every year, along about this time, it all goes dry. But more importantly for this story, the tomatoes just sit there and stay green. It's a perennial problem. What do you do with a bunch of green tomatoes? Years ago, I had a tomato gardening book, How to Plant, Water, Prune, How to Grow Fabulous Tomatoes, but evidently they're not that hard to take care of because the entire second half of that book was all tomato recipes. Gazpacho, tomato soup, sauce, chutney, all kinds of tomato recipes, including green tomato pie. But before I give you the goods on the pie, there are some ways you can help your tomatoes turn red. One of the easiest is to just stop watering them. Keep your eye on them, and when they start to wilt, you water them good and deep. The stress will make the plants think the end is near, and they have to set their seeds as soon as possible. Okay, plants don't really think, but it does cause them to turn the tomatoes red faster. But if you still have lots of green tomatoes, try making green tomato pie. I've made this pie several times. Some people turn up their nose at the thought of a green tomato pie, but I like it a lot. It gives you a nice little green tomato tang on your tongue. It's great by itself. It's especially good warm with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top. And basically, you make it just like an apple pie with just a couple of changes. The biggest change is after you slice up all the green tomatoes, you put them in a big bowl and you pour boiling water on them. You let them sit for a few minutes and then drain them, and that helps to get some of the water out of the tomatoes so you don't wind up with green tomato soup. And the other big change is you add the juice and zest of one lemon. That gives it a very fresh taste and puts a nice sparkle on the end of your summer. Other than that, it's just like other fruit pies, some sugar, some flour, some salt, a little extra zing from a little nutmeg, cinnamon, and a pinch of cloves. We'll post the recipe on the Spokane Public Radio website just a bit later. I do hope you enjoy it. Green tomato pie. My, oh my.